Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the third episode of From the Lions Cove podcast. This is either three or four. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's definitely three or four. But welcome to this very special episode. I have a great guest with me, my man, Matt Rather, one of my good friends, plays football here at John Carroll. And yeah, it's great to have you on the podcast today, Matt.
Yeah, excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Matt has listened to a few of the episodes before, and last week we said, hey, let's just do an episode together. Matt has a lot of stuff about him, which is really cool to learn about, and just also, like, I've known Matt for a while, so, you know, this is awesome just getting, you know, to learn more about him and his football journey. So, to give Matt a proper introduction, in high school, he was the OCC scholar athlete, and he was a varsity team captain. And I mean, you talk about a student athlete. This is the guy right here. I mean, Matt, his awards, he was a 2023 D3 Football All-America second team member, 2023 College Sports Communicators Academic All-America second team member, 2023 OAC Ken Wobble Offensive Lineman of the Year, All OAC First Team 2022-2023, CSS Academic All District 2023-22, All Academic OAC All Region First Team, and then he was 23-24 Lindy Sports Preseason All American member. I mean, listen, Matt is just a great guy on and off the field, and he's a great football player. So, yeah, this should be a really good episode today.
Yeah, appreciate the introduction.
Yeah, hey, listen, man. Matt does a lot as well. So, throughout this podcast, you will see all the stuff that he does with, like, service and throughout his time here at John Carroll. So, the first question is, who introduced you to football, and what do you remember about your first experience with the sport?
Yeah, so it was kind of a non-traditional background. As most football players, you usually have, like, their dad that plays football and gets them into the sport. My dad, on the other hand, was, like, a soccer and, like, band kid, so not really a football family. And on my mom's side, too, none of her relatives played football, none of her brothers played football. So really not from a football family at all. And, like, growing up, we never really watched football, but we did get into football. I want to say starting around second or third grade, we played flag football, played, and then we went to tackle football probably fourth grade
from there.
So always my brother and I, we both started around the same time then.
Okay.
And it was definitely a, like, cool experience being the first people in our family to play football. Was a learning curve for my parents as well, because they had no clue, like, what the rules were.
Yeah.
But props to my dad for he was able to coach our teams, and so he was our, like, little league coach.
Yeah.
And he was, like, just learning along with us, which is really cool. And he also, like, gained tons of knowledge of the game and was able to eventually, like, kind of train us as we went on through high school. Yeah.
Wow. So who was, like, your biggest football role model growing up, and what about them, like, inspired you?
Yeah, like I said, we didn't really watch football in my household too much growing up, but definitely my role model was my older brother. He's 2 years older than me, one grade level older, but he's definitely been a role model, just teaching me how to play football and just always trying to follow in his footsteps, since he'd be like a grade or two above or ahead of me.
Yeah, so, like, So what was it like, you know, training with like your brother and spending like all that time with him, just like playing like the game? Like, I mean, I'm sure that meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it definitely did. We never got to play on a team together. The only team we played on was our elementary school basketball team. We played for 1 year together. I was playing up. I was in third grade. He was fourth grade. So I played up on the fourth grade basketball team with him.
Okay.
So that was definitely a cool experience. And then never got to play football. And just like a precursor, my brother's, he's 6'6", 310 pounds.
Wow.
Like, yeah. He plays at Northwestern University. So he's definitely kind of the opposite of me. I'm not as big as he is. But he's been huge all his life. So naturally in football, he'd be above like the grade levels that he's supposed to be. Yeah. So like he'd be in fifth grade playing on like the seventh grade teams, and just because of his size, so was never able to play with him until my junior year of high school.
Wow.
So I worked and grinded and worked my butt off just to get that starting spot junior year, and then was able to start next to him for a senior year. So that was definitely one of the coolest experiences.
Yeah, like even just like, I mean, like obviously I have a sister who's 2 years younger, so. You know, she wasn't really like a big fan of basketball, but like she would always like try to do drills and like try to like, you know, work out, go on runs and stuff. So, I mean, that bond is like truly special.
Oh yeah. Definitely lots of weight room hours, lots of work on the field. And it's definitely a privilege that, I didn't take enough, like I didn't really fully grasp when you were a kid, but then after you get out of when you go to college, you're like, wow, miss those days, you know, being back with relatives and brother and sisters, grinding with them.
Yeah, you like realize like how like important that is, and like how like, you know, how you should just cherish those like memories, because you know those are just special times in like your life.
Yeah, they really are.
So talk about your first varsity start in high school and what it meant to be a team captain.
Yeah, so first varsity start, like I said, was my junior year of high school. Actually, just like a little background, played in seventh grade at football. I was able to start both ways during the seventh grade year. And then I was on the team, but I didn't start in eighth grade or freshman year.
Wow. Okay.
So I went two seasons without starting, was just riding the bench. And I remember at that time, it was tough because I'd be like, I used to be like a somewhat decent athlete, like growing up, and then just get benched for those 2 years. Definitely like tough time. I was like, is football for me? Like, during that time, I also joined the wrestling team. I cut from the basketball team. So a lot of like changes going on. But I just stuck with it and just kept grinding and really like trusted the process before I even knew what the process was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just worked my way up, played a little bit then sophomore year on the JV team, and then just really worked hard to get to that junior year. Like I said, to play next to my brother. And that's something the goal I set for myself, it really strived. To get that goal, to play next to my brother.
Yeah, like talk about that first game. Do you like remember, like, you know, I guess taking like your first snap or taking, you know,
that first game? I got my butt kicked.
Really?
I'll tell you that much. I was 195 pounds, probably 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah.
And we were playing, I want to say like Cleveland Glenville.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So we brought them down from Cleveland back down to Columbus.
Right.
Like, Olin Tangent Liberty. And their nose guard was like probably 6'1", 290, like big guy. I just got my butt kicked in, but I think I did my job and we won the game. So we did pretty well. And I remember our head coach being like very like emotional after the game because of how good we did, and like we weren't expecting our team to perform that way, and we ended up going out there and like crushing them. Really, I think it was like. Score is probably 28-7 or something.
Wow.
Like that. But Glenville's a good team. So So we knew we were going to be good that year after that game.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I'm from like the Cleveland area, and obviously being down from like Columbus, like, I mean, I'm sure like you don't really know too much about certain teams from like the Cleveland area.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were ranked, I guess top three maybe in like the area. And then I think now I think they're ranked for like, I guess, top football school in like Ohio or something like that.
Yeah, I know they won the state championship last year, I want to say.
Oh, geez.
For Division III.
They're definitely ranked for sure now.
Yep. Yeah, they're definitely a good team. And then we also played with Jack Sawyer. He was the number one
recruit
in the Ohio class for the class of 2021. So he played for Pickerington North.
Yeah.
So that was another game where we got to play against him. That was definitely a cool moment. Now seeing him play at Ohio State in the D1 level.
Yeah. Did you play against like any other, I guess, like players that have, you know, gone to like those Power 5 schools or?
Yeah. I remember, so Dublin Kaufman, my senior year, we played, I think they had 4 or 5 D1 kids. They had Byron Threads. I think he went to Cincinnati.
Okay.
Hammond Russell's at like West Virginia or Minnesota, one of those two schools. Trying to think, they had another really good player too. I can't remember all the details, but definitely played against some good players in high school. Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, what did it mean to be named like a team captain? I'm guessing it was your senior year.
Yeah.
Your named captain. So yeah, just talk about what that like meant like to you.
Yeah, I mean, like high school football is unlike anything else. So being able to get named team captain is because you grew up with those guys, and it's like, yeah. Wow, like these guys like respect me. They trust me to lead this team. It's definitely something that really like hits you once you get like voted for the team captain spot, and something I cherish too. That was probably my proudest moment coming out of like high school was being named team captain. So definitely meant a lot.
And too, I mean, like that's something that people like will never forget too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I mean, when you're like a team captain, that just shows like all like your hard work, the kind of team player that like you are. So. Yeah, that's pretty solid accomplishment for sure.
Thank you.
So how did the recruitment process go for you? And overall, what made you choose John Carroll?
Yeah, so I actually came to John Carroll pretty late in the recruiting process. I think it was late spring. It kind of fell under the radar because it was a funny story. The O-line coach that used to coach here,
yeah.
His house caught on fire. So he was busy during the recruiting season then
because
he was trying to work through all that. So, like, my email that I sent him kind of got lost.
Yeah.
And then that's why they ended up reaching back out, but it was way later. So I had it narrowed down to Case Western, Ohio Wesleyan, down in Columbus. And then I was also thinking about not playing football and just attending Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
Just to go to school. So those are my three options. And then all of a sudden, John Carroll came in. And I came up and I was like, oh, I guess I'll visit it. I haven't made a choice yet. And, like, right when I stepped on campus, I was like, this is the place. Like,
wow.
It's just, I love, like, the feel of the campus. And they also drew me in with they called it the mini Notre Dame. So that was always a dream school to go and play at Notre Dame.
Right.
So that definitely part of the reason why I came here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you, like, a big, like, Notre Dame fan?
Yeah, I want to say not like a huge fan,
yeah.
But like that's definitely a team I support, and I'm a Catholic as well, so just always going to support those Catholic schools.
It's true.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've played 4 years. This is your senior year. So what would you say has been the most memorable moment in the game?
I think the best memory I've had here would be my sophomore year. It was during the second start of my career at John Carroll. It was against Heidelberg.
Okay.
And they're coming in. They were ranked probably like number 15 or number 12. I forget the exact ranking.
Yeah.
And we were like unranked coming in.
Okay.
And we did bad freshman. Well, not bad, but we didn't have the season we wanted to have freshman year.
Yeah.
We went 7-3. So coming into this new season, we had like no expectations really.
It was
kind of a fresh new team. So we were like, how good are we going to be?
Right.
And this was going to be our first test. So I just remember we were just playing the game. We're having fun out there and stuff. And next thing I know, it's like 21-0. And we scored that when we scored that 21st point.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, we got this. Like, like we're going to win this game.
Yeah.
Because it was probably the third or fourth quarter by then.
Yeah.
But that was just a moment that it really hit me, like, how good we are, how good this team can be. And it's really just been, like, an uphill trajectory from there for John Carroll football.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the turning point almost.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. So how do you prepare mentally for like big games or just games in general? And like, do you have any like specific like routines?
Yeah. So they've really changed over the years. High school, always the tradition was this one SoundCloud mixtape I listened to before.
Really?
It was called Back to School. And it starts off with like the Pledge of Allegiance. And then
it goes
like a remix version of, during the Super Bowl, the lady that sang it like really bad. I forget her name.
Oh yeah, Fergie.
Yeah, Fergie.
Yeah,
when Fergie sang that, So it was like a really bad remix of that. I'll have to give it to you after this. Maybe yeah. Include that in there. But I always listen to that like remix and just it'd be on a speaker with like the rest of my teammates and we just get like
really
into it. Yeah.
No
it was
way. Just,
it was funny. We were goofballs back in high school.
Yeah.
And then when I got to college, like freshman year didn't start here, of course. But then sophomore year kind of came up with a new tradition and I would get like very nervous before games.
Yeah.
So I'm a guy that kind of likes to listen to more relaxing music.
Right.
What I found to be relaxing was I listened to Seven Summers by Morgan Wallen. I listened to on YouTube. He has like a short film of it. So before every game, sophomore and junior year, I'd listen to that and help just kind of like calm the nerves down and
wow. All that.
Yeah. This year I've kind of switched it up then.
All right.
I really don't. I've been a big Hardy fan. So
really.
Me and my teammate Nate Kovach. We listened to Hardy's song called "Quit,"
all right.
And it definitely hits deep and it means something more to us. So always listen to that now before the game. Don't get as nervous as sophomore year anymore.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah.
Just because I have 20-some games under my belt now.
Tons of experience.
But still, it's like definitely the nerves are still there.
Right.
But just I've learned to channel them into like the proper flow and to get my mind right before the game and not get like too worked up.
Yeah. So like, is that like your last song like before you take out like your AirPods or like, your Beats? Or
no, I'm not that superstitious. Like I'll just play it sometime, listen. And yeah. Then, My AirPods actually died before Mount Union yesterday. Oh, so like, wow. So before I didn't have my AirPods in like for probably the last 20 minutes of the bus ride.
Yeah.
Which sucked. So hey, that's why you don't have superstitions. Cause then if you have superstitions like that, that's going to throw off your whole game. So I try not to have anything like too crazy before a game.
No. Yeah. That's like what I had. I would listen to a Heart of a Champion by Nelly.
Okay.
It's one of like, my favorite songs like of all time. But yeah. I'd always be superstitious because I have to play God's Plan by Drake.
Yeah.
And then I have to play Heart of a Champion. So it's like if I didn't have those two in order or like include like headlines in there or something, then I was like, man, like
like I'm gonna lose this game. Yeah. I'm not gonna play good. Nah, I get that. Those all those athletes got some crazy stuff out there.
Yeah,
I get that.
Do you have any like go-to like artists, or is it kind of just like you know whoever's like I guess like the artist of like the day or like song of like the day?
Yeah, I mean definitely a country guy. So like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah,
Hardy is more like country, like rock and metal now.
Yeah,
Riley Green is up there too, and then I'm not a big rap music fan.
Okay,
I listen to like Drake, and I used to be like a Boogie with a Hoodie.
Yeah.
That was my like high school days. I don't listen to that much anymore. So really just listen to whatever I just have my liked song playlist on Spotify and just shuffle through that.
Smart. So how has being a part of a college football team shaped you and who you are on and off the field?
That's a great question. Definitely it has like changed my whole life 180 degrees, I'd say. Like I can't imagine me being in a position of what I am in today without playing football. Just the skills it taught me, the perseverance through hard times, and just like kind of the mindset of you can do whatever you set your mind to.
Yeah.
That's definitely what football has taught me. And I can't imagine like if I went to, I always think about this too, if I went back to Miami, Ohio and I went there for school instead of coming to John Carroll for school, I would probably be out there like partying, like living like the typical like college party life. But instead I was able to come here and really focus on creating a life of discipline and like hard work to achieve what I want to achieve in life.
Yeah. And like, that's, I mean, I'm so glad that you like said that, because me and like a lot of like my friends, like my family, like I always like tell them, I'm like, you know, sometimes I could imagine myself at a big school, but also like, I mean, just being at a smaller school, you just learn to just work hard, stay disciplined. Like, obviously you can have your fun, like on, like the weekends and stuff, but it's like, you know, during the week, like you're working hard, like pretty much 12 hours, 10 hours of like the day. And like, you know, you're staying busy doing all these things. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's definitely the perks of going to a small college too, is you get to learn about how to balance a lot of the stuff you're doing. And like, people are like, involved with clubs, involved with various other activities. And it just, it opens your mind to like being like, how much can I push myself? Yeah. That's something that I go by, live by every day, is how good can I be? Like, I want to be the best version of myself.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the motto I live by. So that's just definitely something that a small college, especially John Carroll, can do for you.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to pull up this article really quick. So this is an article that I found about Matt a few days ago, and I just wanted to share all the stuff that Matt is involved in. So he is a core team member of the Jesuit Day of Service. He's a representative of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. He assisted with the Second Seven Reading Program, Mental Health Day at JCU, More Than Food, Night to Shine, Build the Bridge, the Cleveland Browns Showcase, and Carroll Ballers. I mean, Matt does so much around the John Carroll community and on campus, and he's very involved. So how important is time management to you, and how do you manage your time efficiently like throughout like the football season?
Yeah, oh boy, that's a big question there.
Yeah.
Definitely, it takes a while to come to. I wasn't always, like, out of high school, I wasn't doing all this stuff, because it's just such a big transition from high school to college.
Yeah.
So just kind of building on each school year. So like freshman year, come out, maybe I think I volunteered for maybe one or two activities like freshman year.
Yeah.
Just really focused on grades and football. But as you build those routines in, and as you get like more like discipline with your life, you're able to know like how much time something's actually going to take you. And then the most important thing is not procrastinating on that work. So being able to sit down and be like, okay, I need to finish this like in the next hour, I'm gonna do that, and then I can take my break after that.
Yeah.
Or whether it's I can't go out this Friday, I have to do my homework, and then being able to just kind of stay like focused with that while maybe your other friends are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Going out, playing video games. You gotta have that self restraint to like do what is needed at the time.
Right.
And then like just. It's always a priority for me to give back to the people around my community and the people that have helped me out. So just incorporating that whenever I have free time is really how I made it work.
Wow. Are you big with like the Google Calendar?
I've become big with that. I used to, so freshman, sophomore year, I was all in a Google spreadsheet.
Okay.
And I put down everything. I still use that, but now I have a Google Calendar too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I always use like a big, paper agenda.
Yeah.
So like I always write like everything out. I don't know.
That's old school, man.
Dude, I'm very old school, dude. Even like taking notes. Like a lot of people nowadays take notes on like the laptop. I'm always like a notebook guy. You?
Yeah. Well, the important classes I take notes on the notebook. Okay. That's like finance and stuff like that. Some of those other classes I can get by without doing that. But definitely there's something lost in this generation about handwritten notes, because it just sticks better up here.
It's true.
Being able to write it down.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, first off, I just want to say congrats to Matt for being named a 2024 All-State AFCA Good Works team member. And, I mean, this is a huge award. I mean, I think there's, like, a limited, like, amount of college athletes that are selected for this award. So, how does it feel to be, you know, chosen for that?
Yeah, I'm definitely honored to be one of those. I think it's 21 other college athletes.
Wow.
It's like 11 from Division One and 11 from D3, D2, NAIA, and FCS. So definitely it's a privilege to be amongst those students. And I mean, Tim Tebow was one of the biggest like award winners really? From this. Yeah. And in the Mannings as well. So wow. to kind of follow in their footsteps. And it's really a surreal thing because I never like came here with like, I want to be that. Like,
yeah,
it was just something that kind of was given to me and I'm very grateful for that. Wow. But it's that, that's what makes it better is I'm not doing it for an award. I was just like, in my opinion, I don't deserve this award. Like, I'm just doing my part, like helping out the community. So it's definitely very nice to be recognized and like, reassured that I'm doing much more than just like football in school, that I'm yeah. also like making an impact in the community.
Yeah, well, I mean, Matt, you 100% do deserve this award for all this stuff, and plus you're a great guy as well. So just like being like one of the, like your friends, you know, you're just a great guy on and off the field, and you're also a leader too, and you're involved in a lot of stuff, so you definitely do deserve this for sure.
Appreciate that.
So if you had to describe your football career in a movie, what would the title be and why? It's kind of like a hard question, that is. But like when I was kind of like making questions, I like saw this and I was like, I'm just going to ask it.
So I think the biggest like influence in my life right now would be Tube Guys, would be David Goggins and Jocko Willink.
Yeah.
So I think I have to say from Jocko's book, Discipline Equals Freedom, I think that would be my movie title just wow. from I think that's how my life's how I've gotten here is just through discipline, and that opens up many doors for me in my life, so I think that's got to be the movie title.
Awesome. Hey, that's a great title. But one last thing before we get into the quote of the episode, so you worked I'm not sure how long you worked this for, but ever since I've met you, I've known you, like you've always been a part of this, so you're a big part of the Memorial Tournament.
Yeah.
So what's that like experience, you know, how's that experience been for you, and what like have you like learned from it? And I mean, obviously you probably saw like the amazing golfers. So talk about that.
Yeah. So coming out of high school, so after I graduated high school, I got a summer job with the Memorial, well, with Muirfield Village Golf Club.
Yeah.
And so they host the annual Memorial Tournament. So I was worked the grounds crew there for the past 3 summers, or probably 4 summers now, for that tournament.
Yeah.
And it's definitely just, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, it's hard work, for sure.
Right.
Out there, you basically, like, with a weed eater for 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks straight, preparing for the tournament. But I think that working at a golf course like that, where you have, like, a tournament at the end, it's the biggest, like, trust in the process, and then you get to see the finished result, which is all these pro golfers like golfing on the course you work so hard to do, so hard to maintain. It's very rewarding to see that, and I've been able to I forget, we had a couple golfers come in and talk to us. We had Jack Nicklaus was able to stop by.
Wow. No way.
To our grounds crew. Yeah, so that was definitely like surreal to see him, talk to him, and just get recognized for the hard work.
Wow. So like, obviously, you know, you got to meet him. Who else, like, have you had, like, interactions with? Or is it kind of just, like, from, like, far away?
Yeah, it's mostly far away. We don't get too much. It's kind of similar to the office line. Like, you don't
– All right.
You're kind of in the shadows. You're not getting the ball, but you're also, like, an important part of the team. Because without you, the course would not be, like, what it is. But then, the pro golfers are the ones that make the event something special.
Yeah. I mean, like, being, like, a Saints fan – last year, Derek Carr didn't really have an offensive line, but like, I would say I've grown more appreciative for offensive linemen because they are truly so important. Because you know, you have to block, you have to protect the quarterback, and also too, you want your quarterback to have time to throw the ball.
Yeah,
you know, and to you know, take not as many hits or as many sacks.
Yeah, definitely essential. I think a big part, too, is Jason Kelce. I feel like he is
huge.
He's definitely grown the offensive lineman reputation.
Yeah.
People just know all about Jason Kelce now, so that's definitely been helpful getting some of the recognition for the offensive line.
And, I mean, like even being on like the social media side, too, like just like being like so like involved. Obviously, I mean, he was like a star player for the Eagles, but, I mean, you look now, the Kelce brothers are doing everything, and especially Jason, he's involved in so much stuff now.
So much, yeah. That's definitely a smart man. He's got his life locked down.
Yeah.
He's living, drinking pina coladas on the beach, probably.
Yeah.
Enjoying his time.
Oh my gosh. All right. So this is the quote of the episode. So pretty much we do this every episode. I'll say like a quote from like your favorite team or favorite player, and then you'll tell me, what's one quote that you live by every single day.
Okay.
So the quote that I chose for this episode is by Nick Chubb, Browns running back, and he said, "I believe everything happens for a reason. You just keep working hard and striving for things, and everything will fall into place for you." That's my mindset. So how does that quote, I guess, relate to your life?
Yeah, that's definitely a great quote. It's to me, I'm a very religious guy, so I feel like everything that happens in my life is for a purpose, is for a reason, and that God wouldn't give you something that you can't handle.
It's true.
So to me, it's like you take roll with the punches, and as long as you just keep getting back up and you keep going at it, nothing in life's ever going to take you down.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Like one quote that I always live by is, resilience is key. So it's almost like the same thing. Keep on taking punches, but hey, if you keep on going forward, man, a lot of good things will happen to you for sure.
For sure, yeah.
So what's one quote that you live by every single day?
That's a tough one. I got a lot of quotes running through my head right now. I guess like the only quote is just like don't give up. That's basically
Yeah.
what it is. I mean, in whatever I do, you just gotta keep going. Just back to resilience. Like, just don't give up ever, and everything will be fine.
Yeah. Hey, well, that'll do it for this episode. Matt, it was great having you on the show,
Hey,
brother.
thank you for having me.
Listen, Matt, great friend of mine, great dude, and he is a amazing football player. I mean, if you just look at all of his awards and accomplishments on and off the field, I mean, this is the definition of a leader. He's a true leader. So, and he's definitely a great representation of John Carroll. So that'll do it for this episode. Be sure to share, follow, and yeah, we'll have a new episode every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Kind of early, but a lot of people like to listen to it on the drive to work or even going to school. So yeah, we'll see you in the next episode, and have a good one. Peace.